Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dating Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people, go on and stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew.
Think I wanna hit the moon.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Thank you. Morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Live today from Studio A. What a beautiful, beautiful day. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the world of Studio A this morning. What a beautiful, beautiful day to be a part of. Wonderful and new. We are here. Rattlers, rattlers, and more rattlers. As always, read your African-American newspapers and the news resources. My Eye Messenger. We have the Texas Metro News and the Garland. Excuse for the news. Today, tickle, as some old folks say, I'm just tickle pink. Tickle pink because they're rattlers. Champions. We're going to take some time and reflect a little bit. I tell you, it's just absolutely wonderful to see what we've accomplished in a period of time. Keep you in the spirit. We're going to give you a little bit. I love that mighty rattler. I'm sure we love it as well. But let me give you a little bit more of what's to. That's right. I'm so glad I'm from FAMU. I tell you, so much is going on in the world, and we'll give you a little congratulations to the Rattlers defeating Howard on in a very, very close ball game, and I'm just so excited to be here with you on this 17th day of 8 days before Christmas. What we going to do? 8 days. That's a week and one day. And a little bit later. Let's start out this morning with our condolences to the Watkins family. His visitation is going to be on the 17th. Located at 3910 South Lancaster Road. In Dallas, 75216. Funeral services will be Monday, December 18th, 2023 at the Concord Church. Well, the address is 6808 Pastor Bingler Drive in Dallas. His burial will be Monday, the 18th at Laurel Land Cemetery. As you all know, Craig Watkins, the first black DA. You know, we always kind of inclusive. City of Dallas, Dallas County. As well, lost his life at 56 years old, called home. So, folks, you don't have to be old today. So, I just say this. We need to live life to our fullest. and we'll take it from there. We tomorrow's not promised at all. So take your life to the fullest. We will talk about Rocky Blast, more callers in. You can always blast at area code 214-941-0110. Again, 214-941-0110. You can get right on in and get it every day. It's like clockwork. Taxes and our famous e-blast absolutely every day. Some of the things that we are looking at this morning, we're going to buy the national president or leader of Operation Push, Dr. Douglas Haynes III, say, let's buy black. Let's spend our dollars in our own neighborhood and for our own goods just to keep things alive. Keep things alive. There was a time we didn't have any choices. Now we have choices. We choose not to go in those directions. Shaking my head, suit claims the ex-NFL player Glenn Foster was tortured, tased, choked before dying in custody. I'm just shaking my head over that as well. How to make the best pot roast ever. That's what's cooking in our What's Cooking feature. You so funny. Apparently, in the court and say, skip. When they're starting to talk to you. Remember the days, your dad was a little rude. They stopped you that way by just putting their face. Well, things that we learn in this world today. Felicia Rashad, you know, Miss Huxtable. She's come a long ways. And I quote, you have to learn how to care about without taking on all their problems, end quote. Felicia Rashad. Again, let me repeat that. It has a lot of weight to it. You have to learn how to care about people without taking on their problems, end quote. And that's by Felicia Rashad. From that. Is considered today the superb woman. You can find her on the blast again, 214-941-0110. Some of the viewpoints. Redefining our. You can find all these on the e-blast, and we'll, again, I'll get you on board for that. Waiting on some rattlers to call. Boy, I tell you, I done spread the word this morning as soon as we can. It is that type of day in America. In America, that's what we love. FAMU defeats Howard for the black national. Some people may not weigh that very heavily. However, that means a lot. I've been wearing FAMU all week. They don't think I have anything else in my closet. Well, FAMU. People are celebrating the victory, and hopefully we'll get some people in here that attended the game and get them to talk a little bit to us. I know it's a great day in Tallahassee. It's a great day in Atlanta. Not so proud in the nation's capital. Proud. Honorable. Honorable. One bison long came hit the dust with the hands of the Florida agriculture Mechanical University. 30. And a better guy with Coach Willie Shotgun Simmons. And we're just so happy that they pulled this thing off. What a feeling, what a feeling, what a feeling. I mean, we batting 1,000. Jeremy Musa, the quarterback, had a little shaky start, but got it going. Let's Celebration Bowl featuring the champion of the MEAC versus 2015, it was North Carolina A&T defeating Alcorn 41-34. We'll go back over this at the top of the hour as well. Grambling defeating 10-9. Then North Carolina A&T defeated Grambling the following year 21-14 to A&T over Alcorn. In North Carolina A&T 64, Alcorn 44. Carolina State over Jackson State in 21. Remember, that's when Dion stepped up Jackson State to the promised lands somewhat. They were defeated 41-34, Jackson State, North Carolina Central. There in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We, as always, we'll go back over this at the top of the hour. It is a day in Rattler Land. It is Christmas time. We'll get to focus on that a little bit. The FAMU spirit. I'm loving it. Loving it. Loving it. FAMU at the high. As we always say, at the highest of seven hills. Just so much going on, so little time. Some of the things that are going on in the world today is just unbelievable. Shouldn't we be doing things going on throughout? Those individuals, whether it's car wreck, gunshots, whatever the case may be, we depend on our fire departments. Life, sustain life, transport them to the hospitals where they can get additional care. Well, we know there are ambulances, the paramedics. We are an extension of the hospitals. And for something to come up to unprecedented trial, the paramedics interact with these scenes. And Elijah McCain, Colorado paramedics, and nationwide. Experts say due to the from Liberia people for emergencies. Prosecution rested on Wednesday. Jeremy Cooper, Connick, have pleaded not guilty to charges of manslaughter and criminally the two emergency trial. There is CNN. Paramedically, local government immunities were and when they are by their medical training. It's rare for police officers to face criminal charges due to the laws protecting their to use force for emergency medical technicians, better known as the EMTs. Professional or civil for their actions. Chikanik, 121, along with the police officer, will not give a jury in November. Randy Rio Dima and Jason Rosenblatt had in the beginning on September. You remember the guy walking the street in Arizona? I mean, dead. Dead. How are we going to handle this, folks? Craziness. When are lives going to be? When are we going to sit up and take nothing? We understand police officers are called, some of the paramedics as well. But when there's negligence on their part, why are they protected? Victims are never protected. The victims are always put in a cemetery. Lawmakers, we got to do something about it. We're going to talk about that. That is very risky. Very, very risky to lose your life in the hands of medical. And for those who are there to serve and protect. I got plenty police officers, and I, knowing them, to protect and serve, I know it can get a little in some situations, but again, the laws are protecting. I worked in the hospital, worked in the emergency room, did emergency medicine, and we are protected, but if you're doing everything that to preserve life, then that's fine. Not to cut off, to preserve life. And something goes, understand. But to choke, to hold down, come on. As Chris Carter would say on the NFL channel, come on, man. We'll touch that story a little bit later. Here, keto factor of things being trying to, you know, they gave too much of the dose that actually put the young man out. Tranquilizer. And against their will, has raised and triggered investigations in many, many states. Ketamine, ketamine, however you want to pronounce it, uses administered in a 500 milligram, which is more closer with the checking, making sure you don't get it all out of the vial. more than maybe 325 for him. But he received 5 more milligrams of this particular lightweight. Breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. But we have to keep moving. I tell you. It's Christmas time. Let me get us more in the spirit. As we get someone on, and let's get with a little bit of Johnny Gill. He can talk that thing through his word. Give love on Christmas Day, Johnny Gill. Let's go, Johnny. Give Love on Christmas Day. Johnny Gill. Don't get any better than that, folks. I tell you, it's about 38 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live. This morning, travel in Studio A this morning. Just got in a lot of football. I tell you, we do this every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 Central Time, 9 to 11 on the East Coast. All right here on The World According to Drew. This Christmas time, what you do is just take some helpful hints of some things that are going on, holiday shopping tips. My own list, but I'm going to read what the folks have too as well. I tell you, when you go out, I know we're so excited about our pockets and getting some of these beautiful, beautiful gifts that people get just enough to hold small bags. Don't be lollygagging through the parking lot because people are watching. Put them in your trunk, get in your car, and move it to the other side of the mall. All right? Things in your car, they have a tendency to go and they want to break your window. They want to look in this. So it's putting your items within the visibility range of every trunk seat floors. Put those items in your trunk. Move from there. Again, things can be safe in your car. It is even safer. So keep that in mind. When you're walking through the mall, no things where you can't see. Somebody could bump you in your head, knock you down, burn, and everything you've purchased from it. Very attentive. Go with somebody as well. So that way, one, they will have not both of you down, but at least someone can summon the police if need to have a very happy, safe, and Merry Christmas. We'll give you additional show. I tell you, it's just so much is going on. You know, you hear about all these shootings, and even just a week ago, folks. The 19th shooting, where four people were shot. It was a 32-year-old man and a 28-year-old woman were killed, and two others were injured. Philadelphia. We're losing too many people with gun violence. In Vegas, a man was fatally shot. Three people, including a child, was critically injured, and another child before fatally shooting himself in an apartment. Where are we going with this, folks? Where are we going with this? Just going on. Hopefully you still hear and carrying on a little bit here at Blog Talk Radio. Let's get you see what's going on. We got some folks that are tuning in. We have some people that are joining the show now, and we'll have a good time. I'm just so upset of a lot of the things that are going on in our country. And that's why you have The World According to Drew. We're going to sit down and have a little chat. In the beginning of the year, which would be, we're going to try to get more people engaged and just talk. Tell us what's going on in your neighborhood. You'll be able to talk and discuss some things and maybe make a difference in your neighborhood. It's Christmas time. And let's see what Miss Jordan got to talk.
I hear the church bells ringing, children's choir singing, Christmas songs are playing on repeat. I could go wherever, but if we're not together, it just won't feel like Christmas time tonight. I could walk on Broadway, buy a ticket to the ballet, see him lighting up the Rockefeller train. Oh. But every New York minute is lost without you in it. It just won't be like Christmas time to me.
Wow, that was Jordan Sparks just giving us, as she said, Christmas time to me. Beautiful time of the year. A lot of memories of thinking of our loved ones. And we just want people to understand, people to just see what's going on. I tell you, I love the idea of Christmas, think of family all the time, those who are with us and those who are not. And we just, it gets a little lump in my throat when I think about some of the people who were in my life that are not here anymore. And wow, especially family members. So it's a tough time. But you know what? We're going to get over this thing. Because I want you guys to realize just the importance of family. And I know we got our family that's right here today. And we'll get it done. We got a lot going on this morning as we try to move things forward. I tell people all the time, you never know who you know or who knows you. And so if you can make a difference in their lives, I tell you, that makes all the difference in the world, to me especially. It's about 47 minutes after. Folks that were at the game, It is really, really tough for what's going on. And I'm just loving it. Loving it. Trying to get these things out this morning so we can get some folks on here. And hopefully we'll get it rolling right along. But again, some of the things that we covered this morning, celebration, celebration, celebration. That's what we're doing there out of Atlanta on yesterday when those Rattlers, mighty, mighty Rattlers, defeated Howard University. The Bison had Madam Vice President in attendance, went back to the White House crying. Thing I'll say, I'm sorry, we love you, but when you put on that blue and white against orange and green, can't help us. Can't help you. Want to, but we can't do it. We will continue as we go. It's a great day in Rattler Land. Willie Shotgun Simmons, boy, I tell you. Got my head moving around a little bit, but it worked. You can't, like, oh, great play. You ever been in that situation? It's absolutely wonderful. But guess things on top of the, as my grandmothers would say, the colored football. And the colored football situated here. There's a lot going on. Hotlanta. A lot of friends. We can played in. Yes. I think we could. Closer to our FCS. Do things like that, like the Villanovas in North Carolina, South Dakota State, excuse me, you have a tendency to not be quite as good or quite good enough to get the D1 program. But I tell you, some of those schools were extremely, extremely fortunate, and they were able to move up and go from there. I'm looking at some clips of Coach Willie Simmons that is putting up a lot of around football. And we as Rattlers need to make sure that we keep a while so that we can help them stay home. The metropolitan of, but those right strikers, Atlanta, celebrated 36-20, there in the beautiful, beautiful confines of Atlanta. Mercedes-Benz. I tell you, just over the years, I remember we played at Fulton County Stadium, which was the old baseball configuration where the Falcons played and the Braves. And then we went to the Georgia Dome. And I got my first experience there when went to the Super Bowl with the Patriots and the Rams. So it's beautiful things are going on in Atlanta. And I've got a lot of friends in that area. And I see we have one now on the line. Can you press one and just kind of give the experience? I know you enjoy there in your home area. Just press one for me. Okay, we're having a little delay. But I'm going to go ahead and put you hot. I'm going to go ahead and make you hot. Good morning. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. What's going on in your world this morning?
Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. What's going on? How's it, Atlanta?
Oh, man, it's off the chain. It's on fire right now. The Rattler victory.
Yes.
Off the chain.
I tell you, it got a little scary there for a minute.
Just like in Houston. Just like it was in Houston.
We like Timex. We take a licking and keep on ticking. We keep moving.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a little sluggish in the beginning. So how was the crowd? How was the atmosphere on yesterday?
Oh, it was real energetic, man. Everybody came in town. I think it's probably, to me, it looked like it was probably about 20-some thousand people, but they said 40-some thousand. But it was a nice crowd. Crowd, everybody having a good time. That Rattler victory just made everything sweeter, so it was good all overall.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, it's great for both programs to be showcased there on ESPN. By them being showcased, it shows that the higher education module is very and doing things they've been doing for hundreds of years. And my hat for the great things they've done. And, of course, I can never say thank you enough to Florida A&M for what they've provided me and others over the years. So. There was an old saying, Eugene, if it's good enough for my and that's why I would inform you myself. And then my daughter, Case, if it's good enough for dad, well, so she got a chance to enjoy the festivities and to be a part of it. So what's the next step? You know, oh, let me pose this question, so to speak. Great decision to go to the celebration or the FCS? Are you still here, Gene?
I got real bad reception. You're going like in and out.
All right. Can you hear me better now? All right. Well, we're having some technical difficulties, and we'll try to straighten it out here very shortly, get some of these I tell you, you pay all this money for the Wi-Fi, and you look what you get. I'm getting a good reception on this end. I'm getting the reverb back. But I was asking Eugene, how did you feel with the Celebration Bowl versus the FCS? We'll try to get him back on. Are you here, Gene? All right, he's dropped. I got an 813. Good morning. Welcome to the
Hello.
Hi.
You got me?
Yeah, 813. What's Hello. Going on?
There's no such thing as a $25 destination.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's only $5. Andrew, this is Mike Reed in Tampa, Florida. I'm just how you doing, bro?
Thank you, sir. You have your tickets? Have a good one.
Thank you. I'm just checking out of my hotel, complaining with a bunch of rattlers about a bogus $25 destination fee that is being assessed on everybody coming out of the hotel. So,
well, you know, we need to raise. I definitely say raise hell. If I had, I would say we need to raise hell collectively. I mean, did we go to another port? Did you get off a boat? Should I ask Mike?
No.
Are you in Montgomery? Are you in Montgomery, Alabama?
No, I am downtown Atlanta. I am downtown Atlanta. I'm not going to say the name of the hotel because it was a great stay and everything. But, yeah, I'm sitting here like I'm paying, you know, bad enough I'm paying $45, you know, just a park. But now I'm being assessed a $25 destination fee on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to
do, Mike, is investigate that a little closer. Alabama, did they have a destination fee attached?
Well, I once I get situated, I'm going to post out there on Facebook, did everybody get assessed this $25 fee? Because it doesn't seem as though this is possibly something all across the board. I believe there's a $5, like a mandatory $5 hotel fee
mm-hmm.
that's a
possibly statewide or something like that. But $25, yeah, I'm like, yeah, that just sounds a little bogus to me, you know?
You know how we do.
Yeah,
I'm surprised
well, you know, I'm like, okay, is this the same fee being charged to the folks for the upcoming Peach Bowl? You know, like, hey, if it's across the board, in a sense, I can't complain, but $25.
Yeah.
You know.
And so did you hear the crickets when you asked that question?
No. The front desk girl, she was, you know, she was trying to be cordial and stuff about it because I'm sure I'm not the first person who has probably come at her about it today, you know. So, I just got the tail end of your conversation with your previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the tail end of it about, you know, the difference between the Celebration Bowl and the playoffs.
Right. How do you feel about
early
it?
My thing is, why can't we do both? Why can't we excel at both of them? HBCUs are in a perfect.
Look, there's a history associated with it. If you school that Thanksgiving was the hottest weekend for the Bethune-Cookman FAMU Southern weekends, and they started this playoff early enough to call these Thanksgiving classics. They knew the through that, so they decided to start the SCS. And then all roads lead here to Frisco for the championship. You know, you could eliminate a round, maybe get left. Great company to be in, they'll be selected, but they knew the impact weekend, especially Grambling and Southern. And then there in Tampa, back in the day, they used to at Tampa Stadium. I don't even think we got a chance to play in Raymond James at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Thing that they knocked them all out. Now it's Tampa Bay Buccaneers practice facility. In so many different ways connected to that weekend. Now Orlando is the beneficiary. Classics. I'm not quite sure of some of the particulars that are involved with Orlando if we're getting what we getting the bang for our buck there in Orlando.
Dude, I'm going to keep today's discussion on Celebration Bowl and playoffs because I don't know how many of you out there listening know my views on what goes on over in Orlando. I mean, I'm going to just say for 25 years, to have been over there 25 years and received roughly the same $1 million for 25 whole years, when Florida State can go over there and play LSU for one day and make $5.1 million, something is not right.
Right.
I'm just going to leave it at that. After 25 years of being over there, after infusing well over $1, maybe $1.5 billion, into the city of Orlando and Orange County, to still receive residuals of our efforts from our ticket sales is an insult to us, but it's an insult